Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 9.
Today, going to go in just a little bit different direction and talking about the mind. And some folks, you wonder, do you have one? And of course, the answer is, yeah, they've got one, but they're doing different things with it, or they're just doing nothing with it. And of course, if you don't exercise that muscle like any other muscle, it'll go to mush. And you wonder about people that drink too many things, take too many pills, or just think about garbage all day long. They're mushy, and they've not exercised that muscle. And the Bible just says so much about the mind. It is staggering to the mind. And have you heard of the guy? His name is Ravi Zacharias. I mean, he used to work with Billy Graham a whole lot in his own right, his own ministry, going from campus to campus, engaging college-age students and anybody else with the doctrines of the Bible and with beliefs and with morals in today's society. I mean, he does a wonderful job. And he actually has a television program that I get to see out of Chicago, and it's called Let My People Not Go, like, you know, in Egypt. He says, Let My People Think. And boy, what a great subject. What a great thing to say for believers, because a lot of people believe that believers don't think. And as believers, we need to have faith. Of course, we need to have faith. But we also need to contemplate, think, meditate on the Word of God and also what is happening around us. There is a high-level political person, and I will not divulge any more information, but he was speaking in a great convention, and he said, a mind is a terrible thing not to have. Well, obviously he blew his first cue line. It went over as a joke, all right, and all the night talk shows, oh, they thought it was hilarious, but that's not exactly what he wanted to say. He said, a mind is a terrible thing not to use or to activate. But he said, a mind's a terrible thing not to even have. Oh, yeah. And so the mind can be the devil's playing field. He toys with your mind. He toys with your emotions. He toys with that thing that is not necessarily your spirit. Because sometimes as believers, we know that we're born again. We know we're going to heaven. But that big, small word, that's but, our mind needs to get in control. You know, the Bible says, and we're going to read it, you can have the mind of Christ. And also the Bible says that we are washed with the water of the Word of God. Have you ever heard that one before? Oh, that's a great scripture. Our mind is washed with the water of the Word of God. So just a quick question. How many times do you wash in a day? Some people once, some people, sad to say, every other day, some folks not often enough. I remember growing up, maybe you do too, is that, you know what, there is always the Friday night or the Saturday night bath, and that is, guys, that's all you had to have, just once a week. Well, you know, for the Word of God to have an impact upon your life, you better not take one bath a week. In fact, you better not just have washing of your hands once a day. But you have to have that washing of the Word of God over your spirit and over your mind to cleanse and to keep clean and to keep focused on the things of God. And it is possible. It is possible. I know some folks say, that's impossible in today's society with so many things going around, so many videos, so much input, downloading from the world. Wait a minute. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So either that verse is true or it's not. And so you choose to believe it or it's not. And so I choose to believe it. And you know, whatever is going on in my life, whether something physical or spiritual, financial or anything else, wait a minute, it might be beyond me, but it is not beyond the anointing. Remember, the word Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. So I can do things through Christ, through his anointing, that'll help me, set me free, deliver me, send me in the right direction. And then when I get there, give me the ability to finish the task that is set before me. And so the mind, you have to control your mind, have to control your emotions, and you do it with input. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 6, it says, you know what? For to be carnally or empty-minded, worldly-minded, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's why we have sanctuaries. Our church is called Christ Chapel. And in the chapel, people are worshiping and praising God. And then sometimes at the end of the service, sometimes you just don't want to go because you're in that atmosphere where everything is one, everything is heavenly minded. You've received the word of God, you've sung praises, and you don't want to leave. But I try to tell people all the time, you might be leaving a building, but you don't have to leave the presence. And sometimes we get the two complicated and messed up. That just because you leave the building doesn't mean that God has left you. No, He is with you wherever you go. And so the presence of God can go with you wherever you go. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, in the old King James, it says, is it enmity against God? What does that mean? Warfare. Your mind is at war with God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We have a goal in life. Let's please God. Be a God pleaser. By straightening out your heart, absolutely, Jesus washes your sins away. But you got to straighten out your mind, and you can do it with the Word of God.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.